day room, too many people. Now, how about that?
I don't know, Sheriff.
Are you sure? You sure you don't know she told my wife we owe it to her? Anything like that?
No, sir.
Uh-huh. Did you put her up to this?
No, sir.
Mm-hmm. Well, then my wife calls me on the phone. I say, well, they can use this storeroom. But now that isn't enough. She wants some school teacher to counsel the convict, too. Now, what do you think about that?
I think it's up to you, Sheriff.
Mm-hmm. That's right. It is. A man to be executed is in my personal custody. I decide, and the answer is no. Professor, get out of here.
I called this number.
Did you hear me, Professor?
A phone number.
What?
Only Pichu and his wife. They both waiting to hear from you.
You called him?
And his wife. I was with the Pichu family a long time, and you know it.
Yo, you are pushing me very hard.
Call Mr. and Mrs. Pichu. They waiting.
God damn it. Come on, Paul.
Yes, sir.
Henri Pichot.
I worked for those people near 30 years. How many of their babies I hold in these arms? How many clothes I wash? How many meals I serve? Who ran Pichot House when there was divorces and deaths in that family? Who carried law papers to the courthouse and flowers to the graveyard? I did all kind of things for the Henri Pichots. And Sam Guitry's wife is a Pichot.